3. I'm on my own. I feel the truth of this as, roof stylishly retracted, I merge onto Highway 1, where trees bloom over the breakdown lanes, and up ahead the mountains of California's central coast loom. In gorgeous landscapes, loneliness is more acute. It's something I've noticed. Maybe it's just that there's no one to share the view with you. I don't know. I turn up the radio. Robert Plant wails about the land of ice and snow. Though my rental could easily sweep down the road in a handful of minutes, I move to the right and take it easy, the wind gusting in from all sides. It's a comfortable road, so much more accommodating than the roads I've been driving the past decade. The windy, traffic-clogged European lanes where people pull up onto the sidewalk and leave their cars angled, so you have to be a pro to get by without scraping. Also, this road is full of California drivers, easygoing, in no hurry, so unlike European men in their tiny cars, riding your tail in a ridiculous show of machismo. It's easy driving. It feels like an easy life. I can see why she retired here. Vic said as much in his office up on the embassy's 5th floor, high above Boltzmannsgasse. "She's gone," he said. "She's happy. You're wasting your time." What could I say to that? "I know, Vic. 2 kids, after all." "No, I don't think you do know. I think you're still holding a torch for that woman." Vic never quite forgave Celia for leaving the station as suddenly as she did, which is why he tends not to say her name anymore. "We're still friends," I said. Vic laughed. Behind him, a bright Austrian sky filled the window. A plane was riding low, heading toward Flughafen Wien, where in the morning I would be strolling the corridors with my shoulder bag, noticing, as I always did, the Austrian efficiency that had completely airbrushed away the trauma of 2006. "Now," Vic said finally, "you aren't still friends. That's not how breakups work. And she'll be able to tell, just like I can, that you're still head over heels. After 5 years, a marriage, and kids, you're the last person she wants to see." "I think you've got a warped history of romantic entanglements, Vic." This, at least, provoked a smile. "Let's send Mac. You give him..."